yesterday in Jackson Heights, about 400 packed into a small auditorium at PS212 for an urgent community dialogue with New York elected officials. Of the New York delegation to Washington, only Senator Schumer and Congressman Grassley sent representatives to the event, organized by Immigrants for Community Action, a coalition of 20 immigrant advocacy groups, but several local elected officials came in to sign the pledge to defend immigrant rights. In New York State, 46% of families have at least one foreign-born member. For Councilman John Liu, federal policies in recent years have had devastating effects on immigrant families.
This was in Philadelphia. A woman who has two little boys at home went to the Immigration Bureau and was immediately put through for deportation. And this woman had been here for more than 10 years. All of a sudden, they began to deport her that same day. The only reason that we can think of is because she was pregnant. She was expecting twins. They put her in the car, they drove her to JFK Airport in New York. For hours, she had no food and no water. She began to complain that she was feeling pain and that she needed to see a doctor. And the agents ignored her pleas for help. Someone finally did call an ambulance. They brought her to Jamaica Hospital Center. And by then, the worst that you could possibly imagine happened. She had lost her twins. The system that we have has become so cold and cruel. It's not just immigrant issue. It's about basic human rights. And we have to send a message to Washington as they begin the debate on Monday. This is a free country where people are respected, where workers are protected, and where family values, Mr. President, are supposed to be upheld.
But Jackson Heights Assemblyman John Peralta believes there is a new political movement on the rise.
Every time we bring it up, they try to push it aside. They try to say, oh, that's not important enough for us. Well, it is important for us because we are the people that make this city and this state great. Are you with me?
Yeah. The panel of elected officials heard emotional testimonies from immigrants presenting four demands: legalization, family reunion, an immediate stop to detentions and deportations, and workers' rights. John Sabini, an assemblyman who sits on the State Transportation Committee, where he seeks to protect the rights of immigrants to a driver's license, drew a parallel between the current attacks on immigrants and the war mentality in America.
At the turn of the last century, my mother's family came to America to mine coal in Kentucky, jobs that other people that were in America didn't want. This legislation will criminalize people who have come here to make better for their families. It will criminalize people who try to aid those people, including staffs of elected officials, personnel in emergency rooms, and that's plain wrong. The kind of activism in America that we saw yesterday will help change policy and wake up Washington that this is a dumb idea, it is a harmful idea, and one that people will not stand for. It's about the time the rest of the country woke up and said it's about time we don't stand for sending our boys and girls across the sea to be butchered in countries that we don't have any business being in.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Queens, this is Fred Gwynn.